Nolte, 154,000 bureaucrats finally exit federal payroll this week. By John Nolte on October 1, 2025. The 154,000 federal bureaucrats who accepted President Trump's buyouts will all be removed from the federal payroll this week. This represents the largest one-year exodus of federal workers in 80 years, reports the far-left Reuters. The official resignations begin on Tuesday for workers who opted into a deferred exit program that kept them on the payroll through September, the report adds. The buyouts are a cornerstone of President Donald Trump's push to shrink the federal workforce, combining financial incentives with threats of dismissal for those who declined the offer. Naturally, because Reuters is part of a regime media that cannot stand the idea of any cuts of any kind ever to the federal government, the entire story is framed in desperate doom speak. Health and safety agencies struggle with operational disruptions, reads one sub-headline. National Weather Service loses meteorologists, technical staff who maintain forecasting equipment, reads another. The entire story is premised on this being some sort of apocalyptic brain drain. The loss of expertise is making it harder for many agencies to carry out their work and serve the American public, according to interviews with a dozen current and former government employees and union officials, Reuters shrieks. The buyouts have adversely impacted a wide range of government activities, including weather forecasting, food safety, health programs, and space projects, according to the people who spoke to Reuters. More proof that the fake media will interview anyone willing to tell the fake media what the fake media wants to hear. Reuters further warns that by the end of this year, more than 300,000 total federal employees, will be out based on a combination of buyouts, job cuts, and various incentives. This would add up to a 12.5% cut in the total federal workforce. We can only hope. I have nothing but contempt for government employment. It is outrageous that so-called civil servants enjoy retirement, health insurance, and time-off benefits normal people can only dream of. The very idea that public unions exist is obscene. Who do these unions see as their antagonists? You and I, the taxpayer. That's who they negotiate against. Public unions are also slush funds for the Democrat Party. Government workers use their government paychecks to pay dues to these unions, and these unions turn around and funnel billions to Democrat politicians and causes. The more Trump can do to weaken this corrupt system, the better it will be for democracy in America. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.